نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. موائد أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه، موئذته لرجل رضي الله عنه. أخرج الدينوري عن عمر رضي الله عنه أنه وأذى رجلا فقال: لا تلهك الناس عن نفسك، فإن الأمر يسير إليك دونهم، ولا تقطع النهار ساربا، فإنه محفوظ عليك ما عملت، وإذا أسأت فأحسن، فإني لا أرى شيئا أشد طلبا ولا أسرع دركة من حسنة حديثة لذنب قديم. وأخرج البيهقي عن عمر رضي الله عنه قال: اعتزل ما يؤذيك، وعليك بالخليل الصالح وقل ما تجده، وشاور في أمرك الذين يخافون الله. 18 حكمة له رضي الله عنه. أخرج الخطيب وابن عساكر وابن النجار عن سعيد بن المسيب رحمة الله عليه قال: وضع عمر الخطاب للناس 18 كلمة حكم كلها، قال: ما أقبت من أسى الله فيك بمثل أن تطيع الله فيه، وضع أمر أخيك على أحسنه حتى يجيئك منه ما يغلبك، ولا تظنن بكلمة خرجت من مسلم شرا وأنت تجد لها في الخير محملا، ومن عرض نفسه للتهم فلا يلومن من أساء به ظن، ومن كتم سره كانت الخيرة في يده، وعليك بإخوان الصدق تعيش في أكنافهم، فإنهم زينة في الرخاء وعدة في البلاء، وعليك بالصدق وإن قتلك، ولا تأرد فيما لا يعني، ولا تسأل عما لم يكن، فإن فيما كان شغل أما لم يكن، ولا تطلبن حاجتك إلى من لا يحب نجاحها لك، ولا تهاون بالحلف الكاذب فيهلكك الله، ولا تصحب الفجار لتتعلم من فجورهم، واعتزل عدوك، واحذر صديقك إلا الأمين، ولا أمين إلا من خشي الله، وتخشى عند القبور، وذل عند الطاعة، واعتصم عند المعصية، واستعصم عند المعصية، واستشر في أمرك الذين يخشون الله، فإن الله تعالى يقول: إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. وعن أبي نعيم في الحلية عن محمد بن شهاب قال: قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه: لا تعترض فيما لا يعنيك، واعتزل عدوك، واحتفظ من خليلك إلا الأمين، فإن الأمين من القوم لا يعادله شيء، ولا تصحب الفاجر فيعلمك من فجوره، ولا تفشي إليه سرك، واستشر في أمرك الذين يخشون الله. Here are some of the advice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu advises a man. He says, لَا تُلْهِكَ النَّاسِ. Do not allow people to make you lose attention from yourself. Pay too much attention to people and you forget about yourself. Because the real affair will end up with you and not them. In other words, you'll have to handle your own situations. Everything will come back to you. And do not spend the entire day in useless activities, because it will be recorded against you whatever you have done. Whatever you have done will be recorded against you. And when you make a mistake, when you commit a sin, then do something good. Because I do not see something which is greater in talab. In other words, something that can catch up and can cover up. When a person does a new good action, how it catches up and covers up for an old sin. Continuing with the advice of Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, stay away from those things that will cause you harm. Distance yourself from those things that will cause you harm. and hold firm to the pious friend, and it is very few that you will find. And make mashura and consult in the affairs of your life, consult with those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid ibn Sayyib rahmatullahi alayhi says that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had formulated 18 advices for people, and these advices were full of hikmat and wisdom. So he says that whatever retribution, whatever punishment you want to give to a person who disobeyed Allah regarding you, then you must see that it is only equal to the amount that you obeying Allah Ta'ala with regards to him. In other words, when you are exacting your revenge, then make sure you don't break Allah's command with regards to him. With regards to your brother, his matter, whatever he presents to you, you must interpret it in the most beautiful way, ala ahsanihi, until such proof comes to you that forces you to believe that no, he is incorrect. You should never think of any word that comes out from a Muslim. Do not think bad about it. Do not interpret it in an evil way, whilst you can find a way to interpret it in a good way. The person who presents himself in suspicious avenues, the person who presents himself to suspicious avenues, then he should definitely not blame people who think bad about him. Whoever hides his brother's secret, then this choice is in his hands. The brother's secret is in front of you, then the choice of hiding it is in your hands. And hold firm to the brother who is truthful and live amongst them. Hold firm to brothers that are truthful. All the time they are busy with the truth. And live amongst them, because they are a beauty in good times, and they are assistance, then they will help you in times of difficulty. Hold firm to honesty and truthfulness, even if it has to kill you. Do not interfere or do not get involved in those things that do not concern you, la ya'ni. And don't ask about those situations that never happen, will not take place, because those situations that are taking place, there's enough work to do there. Do not look for such people when you have a need, that those people, they do not like you to succeed. Don't go at your knees to people who do not like you to succeed. Do not consider an oath which is false, a false oath, do not consider it to be something insignificant, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy you because of this. Do not stay in the company of sinners, because you will learn from their sins. And keep a distance from the person who is your enemy. Also, be cautious with regards to your friend, except that friend who is al-amin, who is trustworthy. And there is no trustworthy person except the person who has the fear of Allah. Be humble, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are by the qabr, by the graves. At the time when you got tawfiq of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then be humble. At the time when disobedience presents itself, then hold yourself back. And make mashura with those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the affairs of your life. Make mashura with those people who fear Allah, because Allah ta'ala says innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama, that only those people fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are the real ulama. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, do not get involved in la ya'ni, those things that do not concern you. And keep a distance from the person who is your enemy. And be careful of even your friend, except the person who is trustworthy. Because the trustworthy from any group of people, there is no one to match him. Do not stay in the company of the person who is a sinner. He sins openly. because he will teach you from his sins. And do not tell him any of your secrets. And when he comes to make mashwara with regards to the affairs of your life, then make mashwara with those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's so many beautiful advices. Sahaba radiallahu anhum's words were their lives. They were trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they put everything forward, the entire life, all their wealth, all their desires, everything was put in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were trained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this work of da'wat and tabligh so that we can train ourselves also. Who knows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can train us and use us as a means of hidayat for many, many people. Each sahabi was a star. They did not just become stars like that. They put themselves in front of the elder of that time, who was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the mashwara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they moved and they stopped with the mashwara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this, the training was done to the level where Allah Ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them. And that door is not closed. The door is open for us also. وَمَن تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ Whoever will follow in the way of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, then the door of the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open for us also. So alhamdulillah, we know the istima is coming. These are excuses that how we can put ourselves forward, the effort of the day, the effort of the night. If we can give full time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months, 40 days, that is the best. And if we cannot do that, then whatever time we have to make mulaqats, try and cover our areas, many times take people in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just excuses that deen can come alive in our life. These qualities of deen comes alive in our life. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'lim, salah will come alive in our areas. So all of us will make intention inshallah. Allah Ta'ala gives to you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanika. Allahumma Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawmi alkafirin. Allahumma aj'alna hudata muhtadin ghayra dhalin wa la mudillin. اللهم اجعلنا مخلصين لك وأهلنا في كل ساعة من الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.